You're listening to What's News with Gordon Deal from the Wall Street Journal.
When it comes to getting the legal help you need, LegalZoom provides a great solution that works with your busy schedule. If you're starting a business, forming an LLC, or getting a trademark, will, or living trust, LegalZoom will provide the personal attention you need and help you take care of all the details. Call or visit LegalZoom.com today. And don't forget to enter WSJ in the referral box at checkout for a special discount. LegalZoom provides legal help through independent attorneys and self-help services, but it's not a law firm. Got a teenager in the middle of the college selection process? Here's something to chew on. A new survey of 30,000 college graduates of all ages in all 50 states has found that highly selective schools don't produce better workers or happier people. What might produce better workers or happier people? Inspiring professors, no matter where they teach. Wall Street Journal reporter Doug Belkin says the poll is part of a growing effort to measure how well colleges do their jobs. Doug, what did researchers find?
So they found that what is important is sort of two different buckets. One is whether or not you have professors or mentors who take a real interest in you and support you. And the second is that you have long-term academic projects and that you apply them to either in internships or you sort of take the knowledge you learn and apply it somehow. Those two things, I think they listed six of them, were present in only 3% of the survey respondents. So it's a very small group of people who were able to narrow this down to six different items that touched on those subjects. And those folks were essentially the most well-off, not financially, but in terms of how they felt about their jobs and how they felt about their lives.
We're speaking with Wall Street Journal reporter Doug Belkin. Does that poll find any difference between, say, going to an Ivy League school and a state school, for instance?
No. It found absolutely none. There was a slight benefit to go to a larger school as opposed to a smaller school, and a more significant benefit to not go to a for-profit school. So let me restate that. The folks who went to for-profit schools did not fare as well in those categories.
So how do they gauge whether or not we're successful at work or happy in life?
It's interesting how they've developed it. So Gallup's been doing this for 30 years, and they purport to have some really good correlations between the questions that they're asking and how people are feeling and what that means for them when they're at work. And the sort of things they ask are, you know, for your sense of well-being, do you have a purpose in your life? Do you feel like you have a social community that you're a part of? Do you feel like you have enough energy, enough physical energy and stamina to do the things that you want to do? So they break five different elements or areas of well-being that they call. And folks who answer that they feel quite good in all of those things, you know, financial stability is another one, they consider to be thriving.
Money can't buy happiness, right? Wall Street Journal reporter Doug Belkin. You've been listening to a segment from the Wall Street Journal This Morning. To get more, go to WSJThisMorning.com.